Hey, we're back at the Devil Radio Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. So glad to have you with us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And I think you're catching us in the Shaw today as well, at least for a little while. It'd be nice to be heard over there. And, of course, the stream, devilradio927.com. You can pick up the stream there or catch it on the Facebook page of Devil Radio. All of those places to catch the show. And now we're going to bring in Megan Stern from Dayton by Local to get some updates because there are a lot of things happening early on in the year. We just got 2022 started, but there's so much to talk about. Megan, how are you? Let's jump into it. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah, we just came off a really good week. We had a wonderful breakfast talk for our members, and it was open to the public. It was our annual meeting, but it was also a breakfast talk with the CEO of The House, Inc., an arts initiative, an urban arts initiative on the west side of Madison, and it was just a fantastic talk. I think hopefully got people motivated for the year, and we're looking forward to a lunch talk, a lunch and learn next week by Jeff Westra from Workforce Development, and he's going to be talking to businesses about finding employees during this time of shortage and unemployment data, common barriers and challenges, but also best practices for recruitment for businesses right now. It's a really, really hard issue that a lot of our small businesses are facing right now. So it's really timely. And even though it's typically these are member opportunities, they're open to everybody right now. So even if you're a business that's not a member of Dayton by Local, feel free to sign up. We do everything through Zoom currently. Go on our website, daytonbylocal.com, and you can sign up. It's right there on our homepage. So that's a really positive thing, a couple of things we've got going. We're really trying to hit businesses well during this kind of slower time at the beginning of the year, help them kind of regroup, which is really positive, I think.
Yeah, sounds like a really great and important topic right now to be addressing and trying to assist business owners with because, yeah, everyone's struggling with that at the moment. So, again, that's January 25th. You can head to the website, daytonbylocal.com, and sign up for that and catch the Zoom over the lunch period that day from 11:30 to about 1 o'clock. Megan, you mentioned also the presentation by Clyde, right, from House Inc., and that video of that is available for people who missed it, right?
Yes, it is. You can go to the website, our Dayton by Local website. It's on our YouTube channel. So sometimes that's a little trickier to find, but if you go into our local resources section on our tab on our website and then videos, you can find that talk by Clyde in there. It's about 30 minutes long or so. He really touches on some really key issues that a lot of small businesses, and particularly our community of Madison and Dayton County, are dealing with in how to raise our level of equity and social respect of all people. And he does a really good job of just explaining and talking to some of those really hard subjects for small businesses. So it's a really great talk. Plus, he's just a joy. He's a really fun person to learn about.
Yeah, some really good perspective that he gave and opportunities if you want to be an ally in that.
Yeah.
You know, he gives you some great tips and some things to think about. Megan, I know people are also getting into buying more soup. So what about Soups On right now? What's the latest there?
Yeah, Soups On is back at it. And last week we had probably our biggest week this entire year. So we're looking forward to this week. Soups On is, again, just our program where local small businesses, to keep their doors open, restaurants, are making soups. And then you buy them directly through us, but they come directly from the restaurant. And we just coordinate a pickup time and location, which is the Feed Kitchen currently on the north side in North Sherman from 4 to 6. So you go online today, but I think it's your last day to order for this coming Tuesday. You go online, you order your soup. The small business restaurants make them over Sunday, Monday, drop them off, and you pick it up. This week we have 18 soups to choose from, which is a lot. And it's really great to have that many options. I did notice Beef Butter Barbecue has they have this every week, but it's amazing. Their smoked beef butter chili.
Ooh.
But then we have Ember, which is not a fixed location restaurant. They have turmeric dal soup today, which I think sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Lastly, I think that one other thing that Dayton by Local wants to be able to support, and I think everybody's mind is a little bit there in the last couple of weeks, is the Betty White Challenge. And Dayton County Humane Society is a huge advocate and partner with Dame by Local. We had our breakfast meeting there this week, and they just have, they're doing so much wonderful stuff in the community. And right now, as people are kind of mourning the loss of Betty White, there's a lot of people looking for a tribute or memorial gift to be able to do. And the Betty White Challenge, all that money goes to local shelters. So if you go on our website, if you've been looking for how to do that, or make sure it stays within our system or Madison area, you can go on our website and click the Betty White Challenge and donate there. And it'll go right to the Dane County Humane Society.
Yeah, and well, we're going to talk with them and learn more about that and all their efforts here in the second half of the program, which I'm excited to tell you about. Megan, you just ruined
my tease.
No, that's okay. I'm glad to plug that as well. I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah, it's really important. And I mean, if you look at it, it's an amazing time to just contribute, get involved, and kind of honor what a great spirit Betty White was. And that's happening right in what would be her 100th birthday is kind of the big date with that on Monday. So you can find that on DameByLocal.com, and we'll talk more about it here with the Humane Society as well. Megan, are there any limits on the amount of soup you can order? I had to get back to that. You started naming something like, I want that one, I want that one, I want that. So any limits there? What's the story?
No, there is not. And sometimes, you know, people order for their whole company. We just had one last week, too, where they just put it out to their company and buy soup for their staff, which is really excellent. And you can have it delivered. There's a delivery charge, but we deliver all over, which is another way of supporting a small business. The delivery driver, that's a really important resource for him. There's no limit to it. You can donate while you're there. It asks you on everything of soup you order, they ask if you would like to donate one, and that goes to Healthy Food for All in Madison. So any soup that's donated goes right to use as well, which is an excellent resource.
Yeah, you can help out that way, and you can help support so many area restaurants participating in Soups On. Just head to DaneByLocal.com. Megan, we're about to wrap up here. We got about a minute, but I just wanted to remind people, maybe you can speak to this quickly. So we just got through the holidays, right? And we talked about shopping local. Don't turn it off now that we're in January. Keep shopping local. Keep that local mindset, please. It's important for our local businesses.
Absolutely. I agree. And again, you can for sure support us and the community by doing the Dane by Local gift cards. But there's some amazing things. If you're sick of this weather and you're sick of being trapped, go to Destination Madison, one of our member partners. Go there, and on their website, they have a whole list. They've organized all these mini vacations for people within Madison. So you don't need to leave. You don't need to worry about transporting or worry about traveling with any viruses. It's a place to go all in Madison.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Megan Stern of Dane by Local, thanks for your updates and all your great work. We appreciate the DBL team and everything you guys do. Have a great day, Megan.
Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
We will be back here on Let's Get Local, second half of the show. Let's talk with the Dane County Humane Society. It'll be fun.